from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
NFL kicks up tomorrow. We've got Ravens Chiefs.
Can't ask any more than Ravens Chiefs.
Oh my God, no kidding. I mean, that's the best game you could possibly put together.
Yeah.
Considering the playoff game.
Yeah, I'm looking through the rest of the week if anything even comes close to touching it. I mean,
besides
the vicious Commanders Buccaneers tilt. Yeah, this is there's not another game that comes close to this.
To me, there are 6 games that are interesting.
Philly Green Bay, maybe the second.
You've got
best.
Ravens Chiefs tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You've got Packers Eagles Friday night. That's in Brazil.
See, that's tasty for me because if you want a dark horse, and it's not a dark horse because a lot of people are picking them, but like if I'm not going with the standard Kansas City and San Francisco, like, oh, 2 best teams in the NFL, I think you can make a strong case that Green Bay is a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl team.
You know, they're underdogs in that game.
Yeah, what, 2.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, you know me, I'm just Philly, to me, I'm out on until they prove it. That second half collapse was unbelievable. And now they're saying all the right things, and Sirianni and Hurts are on the same page, and Kumbaya. And maybe so. Prove it to me. Okay. But their roster is really good. I don't buy it.
So we got a Friday night game.
Yeah.
And then nothing Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got Cowboys-Browns is interesting. That's in Cleveland.
Sure.
Broncos Seahawks course, that's fun. And then you have Sunday Night Football is Rams Lions.
Yeah, which
that's good.
That's tasty. A lot of people like the Rams. I'm not quite as high on the Rams as some people, but they were a surprise team last year. And again, if you want to take a Super Bowl team that's not San Francisco, like if I'm doing my power rankings, I'm at my NFC, I got to do power rankings. San Francisco 1, I think Detroit 2, Green Bay 3, or vice versa. Detroit 2, Green Bay 3.
A lot of people talking about the Lions this year.
They should.
And rightly so. I
mean, the Lions are good. If their defense and, you know, Terrion Arnold, who is another guy, they have a lot of draft capital in that. I've seen some people that think that he could be a defensive rookie of the year type. If that defense takes the next kind of step up and Aaron Glenn can get them into, I'm not going to say like a, they don't need to be like a top 5 unit, but if they just play top 10, right? If that's somewhere between, let's go even like 9 and 12, the Lions will be a Super Bowl team. They just yeah. need their defense to be a little more consistent.
There's always the groupthink in the preseason of the NFL or any of these sports, and everybody's like, oh, jocking this team or that team. And the reality is the seasons, they oftentimes go wildly different. Not to say that any of the talk about Detroit isn't warranted. I mean, obviously, they were good last year, and they're Dan Campbell's doing Applebee's ads and kumbaya.
Yeah, tell someone gets hurt.
At the same time, this bro going to be betting against them because they're the Lions.
Yeah. Well, bet them against your own peril because the Lions are good.
I will.
I just
like to go against groupthink.
Yeah, it's just a good roster.
You know what I'm saying?
But again, like last year, no one saw the Texans coming.
That's right.
You know, we just...
NFL is wildly unpredictable, I think, more so than college.
And this year, it's even, I don't know, like, you always do, like, previews, or, like, I'll go on and do different previews for different markets and stuff, and, you know, everyone always wants, like, that sleeper team, and, boy, I'll tell you what, I think this year's hard to come up with a sleeper team, but, again, no one would have said Houston is a sleeper team. Like, Chicago is one, but, again, I don't know if that's even a sleeper team.
I don't think it is.
You know, I think that's one that people are talking about. The one that I'm going with, and I don't think that they win, but I said all along, I think they're going to be a playoff team. And I do think they can make a little noise is Seattle. I think Seattle is better than people are giving them credit for. And I think they'll surprise some people.
I have a hot Jared Goff stat for you.
Ooh, what do we got?
For the Rams Lions game on Sunday Night Football.
What is the line on that, by the way?
I have not seen the line. And I should have that because we are talking against the spread here.
I got 3.5 Detroit.
Favorite, but yeah, because they're at home.
Yeah, they're at home.
And that was wasn't that a playoff game last year? Playoff?
Playoffs.
Didn't they play?
Am I wrong? Did they play in the playoffs?
Playoffs?
Playoffs. Now I got to look back on that.
I can't even
think they did.
I thought they did. I don't remember. Anyway.
Playoffs?
Jared Goff, career 7-0 against the spread. Week one.
Oh.
How about that?
That is a nice little.
You gonna take the Lions?
If I had to bet that, and I'm not certain. By the way, that did happen. 24-23.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, and then they got Tampa. I remember Tampa and San Francisco. I was like, I think that's the Rams, but wasn't certain. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to touch that one. I don't like the hook. That will probably be something that I leave alone.
And then Monday Night Football is Jets Niners.
Yes, so, which I'm fired up
so
for.
Some pretty good matchups. You know, back to tomorrow, a couple of stats. John Harbaugh, 12-4 week one ATS.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's probably due to his feverish preseason regimen.
They do have harder camps, and they put a little more emphasis on it. I mean, there's a lot of people now, and this is why, like I said, the backup quarterback game to me is getting easier and easier because no one's playing the preseason anymore. Like, you just get to see more of the backups, and the Rams or the Ravens are one of those teams that kind of takes it a little seriously. They go a little more old school approach.
Also, Lamar Jackson is 12-1-1 in his career as an underdog.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, that's a little tasty.
Yeah, 10-4 straight up, 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. They are 3-point undies at the Chiefs.
I'll tell you what, though, and I love the Ravens. Gun to my head, I may take the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
The old sports gun.
I mean, I really like the Ravens, but boy, I'll tell you what, you got to have some balls to bet against Patrick Mahomes at home. Like, it, you know.
Yeah.
He's kind of entering that weird territory for me of to either bet Kansas City or just. I mean, it's one thing, like, you give them, like, a ridiculous point total, because they have not been great at covering these last couple years. You know, their offense hasn't been that explosive, more of a defensive-minded team.
They've played with their food a lot.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't, I mean, look, I'm sitting here saying that since Tom Brady, I mean, outside of Tom Brady, dude, there's no one. Like, this guy that you're watching here, 15, he's as good as anyone that's ever played. I mean, there's no way you can make an argument otherwise. He's that good. But the last couple of years, this is not an offensive football team. Dude, they win playing defense. I mean, their defense has been better than their offense. The problem is the defense keeps you in games, and then you get to the end of it, and even if you don't do anything against him for three quarters, I mean, look at the Ravens. The Ravens played great against him last year, and it didn't matter.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, like,
they held him down the second half.
Yes. You know, and so it's just like either you can't hold them down for four quarters, and the defense is good enough to snuff you out, or by God, if it's a close game, is there anyone? I mean, anyone that you want anywhere near the football who's not number 15? I mean, he's just that good.
Well, gotta tell you, fella, fired up. Week one of the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Is tomorrow.
Let's go.
College is underway. We are in the throes of it.
Yes, we are. Sorry, family.
Wait, sorry, who?
Family.
Oh.
I'm not paying any attention to them.
Yeah.
I got football on.
I do a pretty good job of balancing that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because, well, it's easier when it's your job. Because then you can just, she can look at me watching a game and eye roll. Yeah. Like, oh, he probably has to watch this.
Yeah. Mine is usually, hey, you got money on this game? And if I do, everyone kind of leaves me alone. So sometimes I say that I do, even if I don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do, son.
It's easier.
A lot.
Way. Yeah, look.
As a matter of fact, your next year of college is riding on this game, so you should probably leave me alone.
That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.